Radio, Frequency and Phrenology, Saturdays, 4:30, Dr. G here. Right, Kill Radio. Hey, I thought that was I don't know. I could just hear it in the background of Bennett. You were just listening to, I don't know which one of his shows, but maybe Moaning Becomes Me or the Chill Room. I think is his. So anyway, that was Bennett, and wow, what a set of the week's issues in the news and current events. So I thought that Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger, just really fit behind that as I did that really long fade. And I did that, and you know what? I don't know how you guys feel, but I really can take joy in a really nice, long, good fade that's really nice and kind of even. It's almost like when I was a barista and I really loved being able to make the coffee and milk drinks and making them with separated layers. I was really proud of that. Really loved doing that, doing it well. So I was really proud of that fade. And then I realized I wasn't recording it. alas. There are some things that will have no evidence for the future. So anyways, you are listening to killradio.org, Frequency and Phrenology, coming to you on Saturday afternoons, 4:30 to 6 p.m. Thanks for joining me. I am live. Live for you and you and you, all three of you, and here today to give you some songs and sounds to mold your mind, because that's what I'm trying to do, trying to create it into the ball of clay, the red pulp of flesh, the mind of what I want it to be. I want to mold your mind so that you are more like me, because I am good, I am cool, and you would be better off to be more like me. Ha ha ha. This joke. Anyway, there's a throwdown in Chinatown on Thursday, November 15th. Please come. It is a benefit for us at the Mountain Bar, which is 475 Jin Ling Way, Los Angeles 90012, the Mountain Bar. And this is being put on really by one of our own Kill Radio shows, Network 23, the boys from Network 23, as I like to call them. When I'm slapping their ass as they walk by, because they're so cute. Both of them are so cute. But I wouldn't slap their ass, because that would be objectifying men, and I don't do that. But I can tell you that some of these men are very attractive. Anyway, so there was that, and Starsky Suave and John Hirschfield, a couple more of our own Kill Radio DJsters, who are quite attractive boys in their own way, will be DJing as well. So, live performances by Legphonic Euphoria and Decoding Jesus. Got no idea who they are, but we'll go and find out. You and me. We'll go together. Kill Radio benefits. Kill Radio presents. Come on down. Give us a little bit of money so we can keep on doing what we're doing. And we are listening to Spoon right now, which I know you're really bummed out. You're not getting to hear it, and you're hearing me. But tough nuts, because it's my show. And if you want to say something about it, you got to come down here to the studio and tell me yourself. 3806 Boulevard, Beverly. Beverly Boulevard? Beverly Street? Beverly Road? I don't know what it is. Anyway, give me a call. 213-252-0998. This is Jawbox. handle it? Can you just handle it? Oh, I really wish that I were alive and kicking, like partying at that time. I can't imagine what it's like to be in like a room, you know, like almost someone's bedroom or living room, with the air filled up with that kind of sound, with like, you know, 20 people in the room and the lights out and whoever is doing whatever while that's all going on. Gosh, sounds good to me. So, 1969, the year before my birth, and that's how old I am. And this is Dr. Groovy talking to you from our lovely studio, webcasting studio in Los Angeles, California. And I don't know if you noticed, but I thought that the, that's right, Pink Floyd for you folks, you good people, you, giving you a treat. I thought that the last Hive song and Stooges song kind of had the same chord progression in a way. I think it was kind of similar, not the same notes, but that's why I played those two back to back, and it made me want to play other things from that era. I think this is a little later. This is probably like, what'd you say, late 70s, early 80s, something like that. Yep. Did you see The Wall? Do you remember the first time you saw The Wall? Because if you do, then you're somebody I can talk to. Because that is my era. I remember the first time I saw The Wall. Woo! That was crazy. It was crazy. Oh, look at that. Hold on, let me get something. Oh, my magic is working a little bit. Might have noticed that this music just cut out there. The wires, the connections are loose and dirty. Yep, that's the kind of studio we work in here at Kill Radio. And I forgot to bring my can of air, so it's my fault that I'm not doing something about it. You can call me to talk to me at 213-252-0998. I have MySpace page that you can contact me through as well. Either Dr. Groovy or Frequency N Phrenology with an N in the middle. So just in case you were wondering about that, that's how you can do that. So, can we have a female president, do you think? What do you think about that? Do you think Benazir Bhutto is right? Do you think she should be leader of Pakistan? Pervez Musharraf, should he take off his clothes? I mean his general's uniform. What do you think? What do you think about Aung San Suu Kyi? Is that her name? What do you think about her having been locked back for, 6 years now? Can you imagine? In places in this world, people get locked up for years and years and years, or barricaded into their own homes because they are standing up for what they believe in, and in a place that doesn't value freedom of speech. And I gotta tell you, when I see those kinds of stories, whew, scares me. It scares me. Because you know what? It could happen here. I mean, we could be either invaded by people who don't like us and want to lock us up into fences. It could happen. So get ready. And we have to think about that. We have to think about the fact that it goes on all the time around the world. So is that good enough for you? Thoughtful sort of thing that I came up with this week. Because it's true, because it's there. And once you see stuff like that, it's really hard to kind of think about things in happier ways. All right, well, I think this music is affecting me, so I better shut up. I'll tell you more a little bit later, but I think what I'm going to do is, instead of letting the song play out, because it's depressing me and it's making me depressing, I might go on into some Wolf Mother. How do you feel about that? Is that okay with you? Because that is what I'm trying to do, is placate you. Dr. Groovy on Frequency and Phrenology. Hopefully coming out soon on YouTube with a show near you. When I was a child, caught a fleeting glimpse. Yep, that's right. But we're going to go bye-bye to that, and we're going to get on some of the Wolf Mother. because that brings me up, up, up and away, up, up and away, up, up.
you okay with that? Yeah?
Hello, what?
Yeah, you okay with that?
Yeah, it's fine.
Alright, you're on.
Also technical.
Hello. How do you want to be referred to on the air here?
I suppose how you did last time.
With just your name?
Sure.
John?
John without an H.
John without an H! There you go, that's your MySpace page. What's up? You're in traffic?
Not traffic, just on the road.
On the road?
Mobile reporting today.
So is it the mobile party report?
Exactly.
For Los Angeles, California on Saturday night, November 10th, 2007?
Yes, I think that's very appropriate, actually, a mobile party report for L.A.
Yeah.
We are a car-based city.
Yeah, it could be like a rogue radio station.
Exactly.
You know? So what's going on? What do you know?
Hiding from the kill radio people. So violent.
Oh, man. How'd you hear that? Oh, you know me.
I spend time around their DJs. They have violent streaks.
Oh, jeez. Anyway. All right there.
The going on for this evening.
Are.
The little breakbeat duo known as the Stanton Warriors will be descending on Avalon.
Right.
Along with Sandra Collins, one of the old school legendary trance DJs from back in the day, who's gone big on Perfecto Records.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
For those on a more housey tip kind of thing, Dimitri from Paris will be a giant at Vanguard.
Okay, good.
And along with the House Vibe, you got Real Soul Rodriguez over at Sue's Club Bounce at King King.
Wow, okay.
Very mellow house kind of
thing. Now, tell me again, are you reading this off a card or something, or is this all in your head?
I can't really divulge that information.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I have notes. I am prepared.
Oh, look at you.
I believe you didn't have to ask that.
Good job. Okay.
All right. Then more underground kind of vibes. You have Rive de Obscurité. Rive de Obscurité.
Uh-huh.
Which is Dream of the Obscure. My French is a little dodgy here.
That was good. That sounded good. I don't know what it means, but it sounded good.
I think it means Dream of the Obscure.
Okay.
It's kind of, you know, that Burning Man, hippie, neo-hippie crowd.
Okay.
That's a circus act fundraising party downtown.
Oh, who knew?
Minimal glitch hop, intelligent dance music. Is a pet peeve term of mine, intelligent dance music. But anyway, such DJs as RD, Edison Electric, and Sammy Bliss.
Okay. That's Sammy Bliss is DJing every weekend, it seems.
Well, it's a little strange to me, because to me, he's always been more of a housey DJ, but I'm sure he can break out some old records. And
I'd call him
make
Breaks.
That crowd happy.
I'd call him Breaks, for sure.
And Breaks, too, but I don't think this is a Breaks party.
Got it.
It seems to be more of trippy in your head, kind of dark middle.
No, like a learning party.
I guess.
Yeah.
So, anyway, and that will be the infamous, they can go down and meet at First and Central and catch a shuttle kind of party.
Oh, one of those things, okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
And for the Westsiders, people over at Creativity Space are doing an 11-11 party.
Oh.
Because tomorrow's 11-11.
Right.
I don't know what the significance of that is, if it's something on the Mayan calendar that I am not educated about.
The world stops turning.
I guess, but they're having an 11-11 party, and it's starting at 11 o'clock tonight and goes till 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. So
sweet.
There you have it. And it'll be like Oscure and Michelle Bass and Jupiter, so that'll be a Breaks kind of party for the West Side Burning Man crowd.
Okay.
Tomorrow, a little charity event, We'll Spin for Food.
We'll Spin for Food? Is that like a series? Because I think I've heard that before.
Yeah, Eric Phillipsy Monkey Promotions has been doing them for a couple of years now. Bring a can of food, and that can be your cover charge.
Right.
And it can be like a flock of local DJs, Cody Lee, Jockton, John Day, John Doe. And that's over at Joseph's Cafe.
Joseph's
on Ibar behind Avalon.
Oh, okay.
Sunday afternoon / after hours, depending on your perspective.
That sounds good.
2 p.m. till midnight.
I want to go over to that. That sounds good.
There you go. Bring your can of food.
Okay.
And we can roll on over to Deep right after that. At Vanguard, which I don't know who's playing tonight, though. I'm lagging.
Oh.
But there's every Sunday night Deep Good House Music.
Oh, my goodness.
There you have it.
Look at that. Nice job.
There you go. Oh, and I can't forget the Rivers Palace for the ravers in your audience. Full on four-room rave. Some old school heads, DJ Trance, Barry Weaver, Theo, just all the old trance DJs, house room with like Scooter and Lavelle and Speaker Junkies and such.
Okay.
I'm imagining 18 and over, so for your younger audience. There
but
you
if you've got your meth, you know where to go.
Exactly.
Go okay.
to group tickets, buy your tickets, and get those glow sticks out.
Excellent. What a wealth of information.
A font of useless trivia.
That's good stuff. It's good stuff. Now, I'll try to go through more of the rock stuff. I'll take care of that side of things,
that's
maybe,
good.
Possibly.
I guess I'm a little biased in my reporting. I fully admit that.
No, it's cool. It's good.
But it wouldn't be a mobile party report. It would be a rock report.
Mobile actually. Party report. We have to get you some theme music.
Exactly. you can tell them where Breach is playing.
Tell them what?
Where Breach is playing this weekend.
Where Breach is playing. Breach is playing in the grave just after Halloween. You're rising
from the
dead.
Breach is playing in my car.
I guess I'll have to play a Breach song now that you mentioned it, because I hadn't brought one up yet. So since you bring it up, I'll go ahead and put one on. Which one do you want to hear?
Arms Around You.
Oh, okay.
Because I can't hear it because I'm not on the
I know, you can't hear it.
If I could get Kill Radio in the car, then we'd be going something.
Uh-huh. That's we have been able to do that in the past, but just not now. It's too bad we can't do it right now, but there you go. Maybe one day it'll happen again
on
a pirate frequency. All right, so I'm going to allow you to not be on the air for a moment, and I'm going to bring up some other stuff, but stay on the line, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, right. What an exciting day here at killradio.org. You are listening live Saturday afternoon. Pretty sure it's November 10th, but for some reason, my watch is a little funny. It's about 5:30 p.m. What are you doing? It is dark outside. I feel like it's 9 o'clock at night. I hate daylight savings. Hate it, hate it, hate it. Oh, well. So what are you guys doing? You asleep right now? Are you actually listening? Are you tinkering on something? This is Padang Majek from Indonesia. Sounds pretty cool, huh? See, I don't have any MIA. And I went and saw MIA last night, so thought I'd play the Indonesian I have. Pretty cool stuff. I'll let you listen.
Kasih sayang minta dijawab, kasih sayang minta dijawab, nak kau dina, Allah Allah Tuhan, Allah Allah Tuhan, nak kau dina, Allah Allah Tuhan.
That was a bad idea. I thought mix them all up would be funny. Probably not. And while I do like the Indonesian, I'm going to take it out. What I'm trying to do is play you something off of MySpace. So give me a second here. I don't know what the heck this is, so hold on. Oh, I do know what this is. This is the winner. The radio archives. Not sure who's playing. All right, let me see what I can do. Don't stray away. If you have to take a dingle,
just lay down a couple of sheets of toilet paper on the top layer of the water, and that should reduce splashback by up to 98%.
All right, that was Danny Nutter's Tips for Living number one. So I hope that you learned a lot from that experience. Danny Nutter is a performance artist. I'm not sure, you know, what he would call himself, but I'm going to be interviewing him and you can hear more about that later. You can go to his MySpace or his YouTube pages and check out some of his kind of cool media. That's good stuff. Interpol.
Thank you. said you must learn its name. Silver past, romancer, necromancer, I call up the dead.
Where you are, my friend, 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 I call up the dead, I call up the dead, I call up the dead, I call up the dead.
Done, boys. That was Brain Garden. Brain Garden, our local folks, Adam and Brad. Nice, must say. Before that, Interpol and some Indonesian mixing before that with the Danny Nutter tip to live by. Number one. Let's take a look at the medical news here, the healthcare news, the science news. See what we got going on. See, UPI is reporting medical scientists plan to use 14 Earth orbiting satellites and the U.S. Space Agency's Applied Sciences Program to help predict and prevent pandemics. That's where a whole lot of people in the world get sick. According to the projections revealed at the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene's annual meeting, this technology will aid scientists in predicting the outbreak of some of the most common and deadly infectious diseases such as Ebola, West Nile, and Rift Valley fever. The project will also provide information about possible plague-carrying vectors. So that's how the illness gets spread, such as insects or rodents, globally and within the U.S. The Four Corners region, which includes Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah, is a highly susceptible area for plague and hantavirus outbreaks. And by understanding the mixture of vegetation, rainfall, and slope of the area, scientists can predict the food supply of disease-transmitting vectors within the region and the threat they cause to humans. It's pretty interesting. So satellite imaging and projections will help figure that out. That's kind of cool. Let's see, this Wisconsin governor is moving to cover all children regardless of family income. So families who weren't eligible for health insurance offered through the state will be able to sign up under a new program starting February 1st. The, quote, Badger Care Program, end quote, a proposal endorsed by Governor Jim Doyle, will provide coverage to all children in the state regardless of their family's income. So we're stretching out who can get covered by state healthcare yet again. Have you guys heard about the superbug? This quote, superbug, it's actually methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. It's a bacteria that's now resistant to certain kinds of antibiotics, but not to all antibiotics. So, you know, I guess to call it a superbug, for me, is a bit of a stretch because we are treating it successfully and not always with antibiotics. But anyways, let's see. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Julie Gerberding maintain that when it comes to MRSA, which is methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, and other drug-resistant infections, the best defense is basic hygiene. Testifying before a House panel, she also said that the public and healthcare professionals should avoid the sharing of towels, sports equipment, or clothes. Skin wounds should remain clean and well-covered, and any wounds that change rapidly or look angry should get immediate medical attention. The officials also want to do more to improve tracking and reporting of infections like MRSA or, as I said, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. So, basically, it's probably going to become a reportable issue, which means that we have to report it to public health. We don't have to do that thus far, but it's a good idea. We should. Approaching the story from a more neutral standpoint, AP reports that Gerberding calls MRSA a bad germ that can lurk in lots of places, but not one that should trigger panic. This isn't something that's just floating around in the air, she said. And it also, the history was reviewed, showing that the development of the resistance to antibiotics, noting that this is not a new problem, but that public anxiety is about it is new. I would say public anxiety is now renewed because of the way media is reporting it, which is creating it into this superbug monster that can reach out from under your bed and grab you, which is not true. There's a lot of stuff about immunizations in this particular episode. No, what would you call this? Date of... this is called Medical Watch. Something that actually comes from the American Academy of Physicians Assistants. Thank you very much. Now I'll probably have to pay for the use of this. But anyway, they send it to me in my email, and so I can bring it to you. Here's a very interesting situation. Think about this one. Failure of HIV trial brings placebo conundrum to light. In continuing coverage, in a puzzling and potentially troubling development, an AIDS vaccine known as V520, which was tested in a closely watched trial, might have increased the risk among vaccine recipients of becoming infected with HIV. Okay, so I just said that a vaccine that's being tested for preventing HIV has been found to possibly cause more HIV. Moreover, the increased risk was principally among a group of people who had pre-existing levels of immunity to a common cold virus known as adenovirus type 5, which was modified to become a critical part of the vaccine. During the Seattle-based HIV Vaccine Trials Network, 100 participants were infected with a modified cold virus and with some genes from the AIDS virus included to prompt an immune response. The volunteers probably acquired HIV sexually after enrolling the study, they said, but what stunned scientists most was not so much the failure of the vaccine to protect, but the higher rate of HIV among some of those vaccinated. Whew! That is scary. The volunteers have since been told of the failure of the trial, and the vaccine may pose a risk. However, the finding has forced the scientific community into a bind that was debated Wednesday in Seattle, whether to undermine the science by informing the subjects whether they had received the experimental vaccine or a placebo. So basically telling them whether they had gotten the experimental vaccine with HIV and that caused them to get sick, still with the idea that they may have gotten HIV from sexual activity or outside of the trial. And then the controls may have had just as high a rate of HIV from outside activity as well. Whew, that is scary. So as we're trying to develop an HIV vaccine, nothing is without risk. And this is a situation where people were asked to participate in this trial to figure out if the vaccine would work, which is awesome of them. Probably they got some money, sure, but it was really, you know, you really have to think about putting yourself, you know, in harm's way to do one of these trials. And they did, and some of them may have gotten sick from it. That's really scary. But anyways, I mean, you know, stuff like that has to happen because we've got to figure out those vaccines, right? Tough stuff, man. Healthcare is tough stuff. People can live and die based on what's going on with this research. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, that's enough for medical news for today. As always, you can give me a call and ask me questions if you want to. 213-252-0998. And thank you very much for listening to Frequency and Phrenology on Saturday afternoons, 4:30 to 6 p.m. I'm Dr. Groovy, trying to give you songs and sounds to mold your mind. Let's see what this sounds like. This is What Does Your Soul Look Like, Part 3. I'm not really sure what it is, but I want to listen to it for a minute. Let's see. Thank you. I do. I want to see you again. I want to see you again virtually next week. You know what I'm saying. Here on the web waves, I want you to be here with me every Saturday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. That is, every Saturday I'm here. And I think that'll be next Saturday, too. So come on down. Join me. We may have a guest next week. I'm not going to tell who it is yet because I'm not sure who it is myself. Keep in mind our throwdown in Chinatown, Thursday, November 15th. KillRadio.org presents at the Mountain Bar, Legphonic Euphoria and Decoding Jesus, with DJ sets by our own Starsky Suave, John Hirschfield, and Network 23, along with, looks like, hold on a second, Nevin Thomas and Ray, a.k.a. the Mad Monk. Thursday, November 15th, doors at 8:30, $5 donation, quote, if you want to, end quote, 475 Jinling Way, 90012, the Mountain Bar, and the Kill Radio Network 23 event presents. Join us down there. It has been lovely to be with you, with my thoughts coming through into your eardrums and into your brains, perhaps boring a hole just like ecstasy. Gonna leave you with some Chemical Brothers and a little bit of Trans Am after that. Talk Is Still Cheap coming up with DJ Chicken Leather and Black Woman Sidekick, I believe. Keep listening 24/7 to all of the fun things you can hear here on Kill Radio.